I'm very, very clear when a decision is a yes for me. And I'm very, very clear when a decision is a no.
Then wait until it reaches that point before you make it.
But I find myself very often out.
Now wait, that was really good. Stay there for a moment. In other words, if you're clear that it's yes or clear that it's no, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if you're undecided, that's what that indecision is. It means don't make a decision to move unless you feel a conviction or an alignment.
So many times don't know what the next step is, or there's no impulse to do anything.
Well, when you don't know what the next step is, in other words, when you're standing in that place of uncertainty and therefore discomfort, what desire do you think is coming out of you? What do you think a situation like that would cause you to ask for?
Clarity.
Greater clarity. And so when you ask for greater clarity, now the universe is going to deliver things to you to help you be clearer. Unless you keep beating the drum of, I can't decide, I can't decide, I can't decide. So what indecision really is, in fact, the epitome of indecision, almost a paralyzing, that we talked about, when you feel stuck, you're not stuck. It's that source is calling you this way, and your lackful thoughts are calling you this way. And so it's a tug of war that is that feeling of discomfort. You're never stuck, you see. So what you want to do is just anything that you can do to release your resistance. And when you release resistance, what you really want will become the most influential factor, and you'll get clearer and clearer about what you want.
So just relax and do anything.
Just relax.
Fantastic.
Well, make statements. Do a focus wheel. I want to get clearer. Think about times that you felt indecision and how uncomfortable it was, and then how clarity came to you later. Think about successful situations where you didn't know what to do. You see, the important thing to remember, and we've touched on this a little bit several times here today, when you are in the absence of resistance, which means you have allowed the vortex to sweep you in as a cooperative component, now there's no indecision. You're just going with the flow. You just get impulses to do things, and when you do them, they pay off all day, every day. And so what we're talking about as we describe indecision, or that feeling of paralyzation, we're talking about being out of the vortex. That's all. Just out of the vortex. So what's the decision? Want to get in the vortex. How can I get in there? By not worrying about this indecisiveness, because the more I worry about indecisiveness, the more indecisive I am. So how could I find the opposite vibration of indecisiveness? Think about how many things are working. Think about the things that you are sure about. In other words, that's why when we talk about a rampage of appreciation, we encourage you to start with the easy things. Breathe the air and appreciate its balance. Look out across the horizon and appreciate the stability of the planet. Look up into the sky and appreciate the water distribution system that you've got going on. Look at any plant and appreciate its endurance and ability to continue to be. Go to the supermarket and appreciate the abundance of and variety of goods that you can bring home. Look anywhere and find any reason to appreciate, and your indecision goes away, because in your appreciation there is no resistance. And when there's no resistance, what's been percolating over here as your desire will sweep you right into where the clarity is, you see. So rather than saying I'm indecisive, begin saying to yourself, others may not appreciate it, rather than saying I can't make up my mind or I'm indecisive, say I must not be in the vortex.
Yeah.
I must not be in there where the clarity is. And then, now, the whole point of talking about this vortex was to make it easier for you to define what your next order of business is. And we think we've made it pretty clear that your only order of business is to get in the vortex. Everything else will take care of itself. You don't need to stir up trouble on the planet. There's plenty of it. You don't need to go out there trying to find contrast. It's all around. So step one is taken care of automatically, and step two is taken care of automatically. Step three is the only thing you got to do. And what is step three? Get in the vortex. That's all. That's all you've got to do.
Yeah.
So just be playful about it. We listen to so many people who have had way too many years of therapy and read way too many books about, and it's much simpler than people are making it out.